Chapter 13. Find a good mentor. It's hard to improve when you have no one but yourself to follow. I have learned a lot from people I've never met. Dale Carnegie taught me people skills when I read How to Win Friends and Influence People in junior high school. James Allen helped me understand that my attitude and the way that I thought would impact the course of my life when I read As a Man Thinketh. And Oswald Sanders revealed the importance of leadership to me for the first time when I read his book, Spiritual Leadership. Most people who decide to grow personally find their first mentors in the pages of books. That is a great place to start. For that matter, it's a great place to continue. Every year I learn from dozens of people whom I will never meet. But at some point you must find personal models too. If you follow only yourself, you will find yourself going in circles. But you must be selective in whom you choose as a mentor. From both the positive and the negative experiences I've had with mentors, I have developed criteria to determine the worthiness of a model for me to follow. I share them with you in the hope that they will help you to make good choices for this area of your growth. 1. A good mentor is a worthy example. We become like the people we admire and the models we follow. For that reason, we should take great care when determining which people we ask to mentor us. They must not only display professional excellence and possess skill sets from which we can learn, they must also demonstrate character worthy of emulating. Many athletes, celebrities, politicians, and business leaders today try to disavow being any kind of role model when others are already following them and mimicking their behavior. They want people to separate their personal behavior from their professional life. But such a division cannot really be made. As you look for role models and mentors, scrutinize their personal lives as carefully as their public performance. Your values will be influenced by theirs, so you shouldn't be too casual about whom you choose to follow. 2. A good mentor is available. For us to be able to observe models up close and see what they do, we must have some contact with them. That requires access and availability. For us to be actively mentored, we must have time with people to ask questions and learn from their answers. The greatest piece of advice I can give you in the area of availability is that when you are looking for a mentor, don't shoot too high too soon. If you're considering going into politics for the first time, you don't need the advice of the President of the United States. If you are a high school student thinking about learning to play the cello, you don't need to be mentored by Yo-Yo Ma. If you're fresh out of school and just starting your career, don't expect to get extensive mentoring time from the CEO of your organization. Why shouldn't I, you may be thinking? Why not start with the best? First of all, if you're just starting out, nearly all of your questions can be answered by someone 2 or 3 levels ahead of you, not 10. And their answers will be fresh, because they will have recently dealt with the issues you're dealing with. Second, CEOs need to be spending their time answering the questions of the people who are on the verge of leading at their level. I'm not saying you should never go to the top. I'm saying spend the majority of your time being mentored by people who are available, willing, and suited for the stage of your career. And as you progress in your development, find new mentors for your new level of growth. 3. A good mentor has proven experience. The farther you go in the pursuit of your potential, the more new ground you will have to break. How do you figure out how to proceed? Benefit from others' experience. As the Chinese proverb says, to know the road ahead, ask those coming back. I don't know of a successful person who hasn't learned from more experienced people. Sometimes they follow in their footsteps. Other times they use their advice to help them break new ground. 4. A good mentor possesses wisdom. The understanding, experience, and knowledge of mentors with wisdom help us to solve problems that we would have a hard time handling on our own. Wise people often use just a few words to help us learn and develop. They open our eyes to worlds we might not have otherwise seen without their help. They help us navigate difficult situations. They help us to see opportunities we would otherwise miss. They make us wiser than our years and experience. 5. A good mentor provides friendship and support. The first question most followers ask of a mentor is, "Do you care for me?" The reason for this question is obvious. Who wants to be guided by a person who isn't interested in them? Selfish people will assist you only insofar as it advances their own agenda. Good mentors provide friendship and support, unselfishly working to help you reach your potential. If the person who offers to mentor you doesn't really support you and offer you friendship, then the relationship will always fall short of your expectations. Knowledge without support is sterile. Advice without friendship feels cold. Candor without care is harsh. However, when you are being helped by someone who cares for you, it is emotionally satisfying. Growth comes from both the head and the heart. Only supportive people are willing to share both with you.